Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. And during the month of October, we are giving away one heck of a prize, a $300 Amazon gift card. If you want a chance at winning it, all you got to do is give us a review on Apple Podcasts. Then shoot me a screenshot of it by emailing contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Again, very simple. Leave Real Ghost Stories Online a review on Apple Podcasts. Then send me the screenshot to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. On Halloween, we'll pick our winner and notify him via email. A $300 Amazon gift card. You can buy all sorts of spooky Halloween stuff on close-up by the time Halloween comes around, or use it for Christmas. Leave that review now and then send me the screenshot, contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Good luck.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online, 31 Days of Halloween. An extra ghost story a day to keep the spirits at bay.
Hi, Brewskis. This is Cynthia calling from Whidbey Island in the Puget Sound area of Washington State. I'm the girl who posted the picture of the stay stressed and then give up mug when Tony had asked for what creepy gifts may have been given out there. Anyway, I had sent in a story, and I'm not sure if I sent it to the right place, so I thought I'd try again. As I said, I live in Whidbey Island in the Puget Sound, and here on Whidbey Island, there's a live theater that used to be an old church, and I'm not sure when it was converted, but I've been active with the live theater there off and on for several years, and back about 5 years ago, I was on the board of directors for the theater, and we would meet once a month to kind of discuss theater business, and we would do that in the basement of the theater, and I think I had vaguely heard that the theater might be haunted, but didn't really have my antenna out too much to it. Anyway, on this one Sunday, we had met in the basement, the board of directors. We were there, and we were sitting at a long table, and the president was at the head of the table, and I was the secretary, and I was sitting just to her left, so kind of perpendicular to her. And the table was set up so that she could see the stairs into the basement from her left peripheral vision, and I could see the stairs from my right peripheral vision. And we were just having this meeting when I became aware of a man coming down the steps into the basement. And at the same moment that I turned to look, the president turned to look, and we both looked, and there was nothing there on those steps. Nobody had come down those stairs. And she and I looked at each other, and our eyes got real wide, and we didn't say a word to each other about it until a few weeks later when she asked me, "What did you see that evening when we were having the board meeting in the basement of the theater?" And I told her that I had seen a man come downstairs, and it seems to me that he was wearing like a flannel shirt, and it was maybe in his late 50s or early 60s, and she had seen a tall human-like column of smoke. And I find it interesting that we saw different things, but that we saw something, and I kind of am curious as to perhaps if it's maybe the filter of belief. You know, for her, she was an active churchgoer and really, I think, very steadfastly religious, where I am much more liberal, shall we say, and I've always been keenly interested in the paranormal since I was I think I must have been maybe 3 or 4. You see, my parents were military, so we lived all over the world, and because of that, I have an open viewpoint, you know, on paradigms and what's out there. That's not the only story that I have from the theater. At one point, I was directing a play, A Child's Christmas in Wales, and it's based on a short memoir by the author Dylan Thomas, who is a famous Welsh poet. In Wales, apparently, it's kind of a tradition that around Christmas and New Year's you tell ghost stories, and that's maybe not so much an American tradition, but in the play, there's a point where the boy, Dylan Thomas, is telling this Christmas story, and I was directing the play, so we were up in the theater rehearsing it on the floor of the theater, and there were two stairwells that go up to either side of the back of the theater so that the audience can come in, and both of the doors to the stairwells were open and being held in place by one of those door wedges, right? So we're rehearsing this play, and the actor who was playing Dylan Thomas was telling this ghost story as part of the script, and he's building up this ghost story, and right when he gets to the climax of the ghost story, one of the doors goes wham, and it slams shut, and everybody in the cast and the crew, we all flinched, and we all laughed very nervously, and you know, it was kind of funny because I had actually been videotaping it, I think on my phone at the time, just for, because I was directing the play and I wanted to kind of go over it and see how we could improve and whatnot. And we were all a little nervous after that when that door slammed. And of course the question amongst all the cast members and crew were, did the wedge just give way at the right moment and the door slammed and it was just a coincidence? Or was it maybe the theater's resident ghost choosing that particular moment to let us know in a very big way that he or she is still active in the theater? Those are my two stories from the theater here on one of the many theaters here on Whidbey Island, but in this particular case it's the Whidbey Playhouse. And I do have a couple stories from when I lived overseas as well. When I was a small girl, we lived in Okinawa, and we lived off of the military base. And we happened to live right in front of an old turtleback tomb. Now, these tombs in Okinawa, if you were to look them up on the internet, they're called turtlebacks because the top of them are kind of rounded, and you can find them everywhere in Okinawa. They're just all over the place, and it's family members' obligations to maintain these tombs. And I can remember being maybe three and going over to the tomb, and I probably shouldn't have been doing this, but I didn't know I was being disrespectful, but playing with the ashes of incense left on the altar, and I'd come home with my fingers all smelling beautiful and blackened by ash. But I had a babysitter at that time who was not very nice to me, and she was actually really mean, and she would slam me into a closet and yell boogeyman and hold the closet door shut, and you know, she would turn her eyelids inside out and would chase me around, and it was really kind of awful. She's just an awful, mean person. But I can remember one time, this is back in the early 70s, so it was a different era. She was babysitting me, and I was just kind of fed up, and I was standing outside the back kitchen door, and there was this little Okinawan man who, of course, was bigger than me, but little by, say, comparison to my dad or someone. And he said to me to tell her that she's baka. And so I opened the screen door, and I yelled to the babysitter, "You're baka!" And in Japanese, that means you're stupid. And I yelled it, and I slammed the door, and then the man had just disappeared. And so I took off running down the street. I don't know what I was thinking, that I was going to get away or something. I don't know. But, you know, she, of course, caught me and spanked my butt into the middle of next week. So, yes, I think that was a little Okinawan spirit man who was maybe fed up with how he saw her treating me or something. The other interesting thing about that house in front of the tomb was that, and my mom will still tell people about this, but the day that we moved in to that house, my mother felt like someone was pulling on her middle toe on her left foot, and her toe actually stuck out like someone was pulling on it, and it didn't stop. And So her toe was stuck that way. And we lived there for like a year and a half. And the day we moved out to go to housing on the base, her toe stopped feeling like it was being pulled. And it resumed its normal position. And so kind of strange, but, you know, we thought, it does kind of sound like this great little, you know, story of a ghost with a sense of humor who thought it would pull my mother's toe, I guess. So, but anyway, those are kind of funny memories from when we lived in Okinawa. And I have other stories too, some from Gettysburg, but I'll leave those for another time. But anyway, I wanted to send those stories to you, and hopefully this time it'll reach you. I think last time it just didn't. Maybe I sent it to the wrong email, but anyway, and you just keep doing the great job that you're doing. I love your show. I'm a proud EPP member. I've been a member since last March, and I'm telling you all, if you're not an EPP member, it's really worth it to just pay the extra $5, and you get such great extra stories, and you guys are what keep me going during the day. I love listening to all the stories and all your comments. Anyway, you take care, and have a great week.
Real Ghost Stories Online, 31 days of Halloween. An extra story a day to keep the spirits at bay. For commercial-free ghost stories, the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, and exclusive bonus episodes of Real Ghost Stories Online, become an extra podcast person, an EPP, now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.